こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、18日に開催されたビルボードミュージックアワードに故マイケル・ジャクソンがホログラムで参加し、実物のダンサーを従えて新曲を披露しました。過去にもツーパックやエルビスなどが亡くなった後にホログラムで復活しましたが、亡くなったスターがホログラムでステージに参加することに対しては賛否が分かれています。
The Billboard Music Awards last week included a posthumous Michael Jackson hologram performance in what was considered to be an awkward performance for many fansThe performance featured a hologram of Jackson that was accompanied by real back dancers, as well as the song Slave to the Rhythm off the album Escape.
そう、なんかあの、本物みたいで怖いみたいな声が結構多かったみたい。
Is it that realistic? Did you see? Did you get to see it?
うん、ビデオ見たけど、まあホログラムっぽいことはホログラムっぽいんだけど、後ろに本当のダンサーがいるから。なんだろう、で大きいステージに立ってるから、
is it actually like a hologram, like 3D? Like can things move behind it? It's not like projected on a wall?
No, I don't think so. So it's a hologram. で結構技術が発展してるから、
Like Star Wars.
Yeah, it's a little bit creepy. あのマイケル・ジャクソンの家族はみんなこれに賛成して、まあ、実現したらしいんだけど、It is, to be honest, it is pretty creepy. やっぱり。
What is it that makes it creepy?
だってもう生きてないのに、生きてるかのようにステージで踊って、それをお客さんがみんな見てるっていう、なんかこの謎の状態、が結構やっぱりちょっと、あとそのコンサートってやっぱり、本人がいるから成り立つものであって、それは私個人の意見だけど、
Yeah.
ホログラムでじゃあいいかって言われると、なんかそういう生きてるか死んでるか別にしたとしても、
Well, they actually have these hologram concerts here、with Hatsune Miku.
Hatsune Miku.
Hatsune Miku.
Yeah. 確かにね。
Not, but I guess she doesn't really look that real.
もともとアニメっぽいもんね。
Yeah, so、maybe it'sLess creepy.
でも確かに people talk about that too. その初音ミクのコンサートとかに行くことに関して、なんていうの、 she's not a real person.、So どうだろう、行く？ Would you go to let's say they do like a Michael Jackson tour?
No, I don't even like auto-tune.
Okay.
So.
そっか。
It's not gonna happen.
なんかね、ホログラムだったらいいっていう問題じゃないよね。
Do you know what the reaction was to the Tupac hologram
no,
performance?
No, でも、according to the article, like CNN or something, it said, その、Tupac とかエルヴィスの時は、
Tupac?
Yeah,
yeah.
Isn't it Tupac? Tupac?
Tupac.
Puck.Yeah. とかエルビスの時はやっぱホログラムの技術が今ほどじゃなかったらしくて、あのこのマイケル・ジャクソンのほどとは、だからまあ you know it's just like スクリーンに映ってるなんかを見てるのと同じような感じで、そこまでクリーピーじゃなかったみたいなんだけど、まあリアルになればなるほど確かにね。しかも
too soon? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it. It's too soon.だから確かにエルビスとかを今ホログラムにしたらそこまでクリーピーじゃないと思う。
Well, Elvis isn't really our generation too. So we've never really known Elvis to be a living person anyways.
確かに。Exactly. そうだわ。それだわ。
Yeah, we don't really have the traumatic experience of Elvis dying on the toilet.
Yeah, true.
Choked up.
True. そうだね。It's just too soon. That's it. もう結構最近だからね。しかも本人、まあ、もう死んじゃってるからあれかもしれないけど、本人もどうかね、って思わない？その新曲だから、これ誰にもこう人の前でパフォーマンスしたことないものをホログラムにして勝手に 人に披露してる自分みたいな。
Do you think you'd have, you should be required to actually sign something if people are gonna use your hologram after you're dead? It's like using your organs after you're dead.
I don't know.
Are you cool with that?
まあ自分だったらまあどうでもいい。If I was him, I probably wouldn't care. もうなんかどうでもいいかもしれないけど。
Doesn't it kind of cheapen the whole thing though?
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of cheapens it.
Yeah.本物じゃないからね。 I don't know. It's just, it's really weird. I don't know.
It's, the performance isn't actually based on a real performance, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't really know how they did this because it's so a new it's song not, from a new album.
Like if they, let's say they filmed Michael Jackson's performance in the past from, you know, 3-4 different angles. So they knew exactly what he did. Like they could map it out in a computer and then produce an exact hologram of his actual performance. It seems like that would be more legitimate than if they just kind of like made it up.
Even then, なんかそのどうだ。
But it's like going to watch a movie. It's like instead of a movie, it's a hologram.
Yeah. Of someone who's dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels pretty weird to me. まあ喜んでる人もいるみたいだけど、まあ結構その。
How do you feel about the album?
それも微妙なとこだよね。あの、because he's not here and he's not going to get any money off of this anymore.
Yeah.
So, まあでも曲を作ってる段階で、レコーディングの段階で関わってる人はいっぱいいるわけじゃん。曲作ってる人とか。歌詞書いてる人とか、まあ、だからそういう人は確かにそうやってアルバム出してお金もらってリワードされるべきだと思うけど、
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really
you don't like it.
なんか微妙じゃない？だって本人は何も言えないじゃん。いやこのアルバムも、
So no more new Michael Jackson stuff. Just shut it down. He's dead. Let's just move on to new people, is what you're saying.
No, I mean, we can still hold on to his stuff, like
the stuff that
he
made
did in the past. Yeah, that stuff that he approved when he was alive.
Yeah.
You know, but 死んじゃったらもう意見何も言えないから。
It's like, what, like grave digging? Like robbing his grave?
そこまでとは言わないけど、なんかもしかして人に聞かせたくなかったやつもあったかもしれないじゃん。でも、
yeah.
世に出ちゃうみたいな、なんか。どうなんだろうねそれって、っていう微妙な、まあファンはねもちろん嬉しいだろうけど、
I don't know. I think a lot of fans are not happy about it either. Because they like Michael Jackson as a person, not just his stuff.
まあそうだね確かに。まあちょっと難しいところだよね。
yeah.
OK 次。イランの女性は頭を覆うヒジャブというスカーフの着用が国によって義務付けられています。これに抗議する形で今月3日に Facebook 上で Stealthy Freedoms of Iranian Women というキャンペーンが始まりました。同ページは現在336,000いいねがついており、イラン人女性がヒジャブを脱ぎ捨てた写真が次々投稿されています。服装規定を破った場合、罰金や口頭注意のほか身柄拘束に至る場合もあります。ハサン・ロウハニ大統領は規制緩和を宗教警察に求めましたが、保守派による反対デモが起きています。
Stealthy Freedoms of Iranian Women is a Facebook page that describes itself as being dedicated to Iranian women inside the country who want to share their stealthily taken photos without the veil. Women post photographs of themselves without the hijab, usually with the face obscured in protest to the dress code laws.The page was created on May 3rd and currently has 336,000 likes. While the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, has suggested relaxing the dress code rules, conservatives have been protesting the proposition. Every year when summer comes around, the Iranian morality police raid the streets, punishing women who show their ankles or even painted toes.
So, このヒジャブまあ、イランでそのヒジャブを頭にかぶってチャードルっていうこのあんまり体の線が出ないような長い、まあ、黒いさのを着るっていうのは1979年のイスラム革命から始まったらしいんだけど、 あのイランは旅行者にもこれを何義務付けてるんだよね。だから今私が例えばイランにいたとしたら、うん、ヒジャブをつけてチャドルを着なくちゃいけない。でもこれ難しいのは、あの着たくて着てる人もいるんだよね、中には。であとは着たくないのに強制されてこうやって抑圧されて Facebook とかで抗議してる人もいる。だから外からなんやかんやのはなかなか難しい一面もあると思う。
Do you remember the story where they banned these scarves at some university in the US?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. あのフランスとベルギーはあのブルカ禁止なんだよね。
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think that's really hypocritical.
Because
if you want people to have these freedoms, it's hypocritical to say that you can't wear something too.
Yeah. なんかね、今ちょうど1ヶ月ぐらいフランス人の友達がうちに泊まってんだけど、この間たまたま本当にたまたまそのブルカの話してて、やっぱりイスラム圏の人がすごく多いからフランスで今、そうするとあの結構フランスではやっぱりその女性の人権が侵害されてるみたいな感じで、ブルカとかヒジャブとかをなんかもう排除しよう的な、なんかそれ私からすると別に、まあね、確かに抑圧されてる人いるかもしれないけど、好きでつけてる人もいるから、その人の人権がどうなっちゃうかみたいな問題もあるから難しいよね。あとそのイスラムって言ってもこうイスラム教が何かをこういうなんか着用するのを強要してるっていうよりも文化とか政府の指針なわけじゃん、要は。だからね、国によっても違うから、その例えばシリアとかヨルダンとかはもうちょっと緩いじゃん、同じイスラムでも。だから別に普通の格好して女性が歩いてたりとか。
So they can show their ankles.
Yeah, I think so. Like I have some Jordanian friends and they were all like, oh yeah, like うちの国全然チルだよ。なんかクラブとかもあるし。
Are there any restrictions on the men there? Because I see them wearing these.Like the, I don't know, flowy white linen stuff, but I don't know if they're required to wear that.
I don't think so. あの、もともとその女性が髪を隠したりとか体を隠すっていうのはそのなんか美しいものをこう見せびらかしちゃいけないっていうか隠さないといけないみたいな。
Yeah.
でそれがちょっとトゥイステッドな感じでそのだから男性を誘惑てか男性が aroused になっちゃうから隠せみたいな。
Yeah.
そうなってくるとちょっとおかしいじゃん、やっぱ。え、いや、アラウズになるのをやめなよみたいな、まず。だから、なんとも言い難いよね。
Maybe they can't. Maybe it's impossible.
It's impossible. So women have to wear these.
Well, that's the logic, right?
Yeah, I think that's their logic. 多分ね。
And there might be some truth to that. That, There might be truth to the idea that men getting aroused by women that reveal their bodies is unavoidable. But I don't think that means that we should force women to cover themselves up.
So,
you know, that's where I would disagree.
じゃないと本当にね、extreme になっちゃう。例えばサウジみたいに本当に女性がもう上から下まで真っ黒にね、カバーして、あの、目も合わせちゃいけない。もうだから何か間違いが起きちゃいけないから、そもそももう見せないでみたいなことじゃん、男からしたら。
Doesn't it seem like the men adjust though? They adjust.
Yeah.
Because these women are covering themselves up so much. Now, men are turned on by ankles and toenail polish.
そう、でもそう。
Whereas in our culture, it's like, yeah, you can show me ankle and toenail polish all day.
Yeah.
Unless I have...that specific fetish,
そう思
います。 I'm probably, you know, we're、はい、not going to get very far.
まさにそうだと思う。だからおっぱいをもう一回も見たことない人が一回見たらもう超興奮しちゃうじゃん。でも毎日見てたら結構慣れちゃってあんま思わないみたいな、同じことだよね。あんまりにも隠してるとさ、ね、やっぱちょっと髪の毛見えただけでおってなっちゃうよね。
On the flip side, maybe we've become too desensitized and it takes way too much to get us aroused now.Like, I know people that、
really?
have to, like... well, how extreme has the porn gotten? Like, how... It seems like they're never doing stuff that's less extreme than the other stuff. It's like, hey, let's tone it down a notch. No, it's always like we gotta have girls like eating feces and stuff now.
Ew.
Like just extreme.
でもそれってさ、今だからなの？昔からあったんじゃないの？そういうフェレッシュは。どっちにしろ。だって別にみんながその段階を踏んでいくわけじゃないじゃん。Like,
I definitely feel like it's escalated.
Really?
Yeah.
For people though, like,
なんか、you don't think it's escalated?
もう裸見ても何も思わないから、
you don't think that we're, that we are desensitized to a certain extent? I mean, relative to over there.
まあそりゃね。Right? Yeah.
If there's a spectrum, we're totally on the opposite side.
そうね。まあ比べたらね。まあ水着とかでね、平気で外歩いてる。外歩いてるっていうか、ビーチとかね、いるわけだし、うちらは。でも、どうかね。そんな普通のポーンじゃもう物足りないみたいな。
Like, if you're in a nudist culture, some nudist, I don't know, what do you call it? A nudist colony.
Yeah.
And you just hang out with a bunch of nudists in some nude house. You're going to get desensitized. Because you can't just walk around with a boner all day.
Yeah.
Like, 慣れちゃうよね。You have to get desensitized and adjust.
だからさ、パンチラとかさ、おってなるじゃん。でも常に裸で歩かれてたらさ、もうパンチラとかなんともなくなるよね、多分。
Look at Miley Cyrus. Look at how short and how revealing clothing has gotten in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like showing like nipples being sort of visible, like 60% opacity. That's like
normal.
Side boob is normal.
そうだね。
Anything like the lowest third of the ass cheek is now
Okay. そうだね。いや、
大体。We're making our way to the nudist colony.
Right、確かに。だって大体アメリカのセレブみんな乳首出してるもんね、女性。こう透けてたりとかさ。Yeah. 日本の芸能人は乳首はさすがに出さないね。お尻もあんま出してない。
We always talk about this, but the body paint thing.
Oh yeah.
Like, whoa.
そうだね。もう出てるからね、全部。
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. まあ慣れの問題なのか。I don't know.次、オーストラリア連邦科学産業研究機構から WeFeel というツイッター解析ツールが発表されました。これは世界中の英語のツイートをモニターし、各国の今の気分をリアルタイムで表示するものです。毎分3万2000ツイートを分析し、愛情や喜び、驚き、怒り、悲しみなど感情ごとに分類します。
Researchers from Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, or CSIRO, have created a new online tool called WeFeel that uses Twitter data to visualize human emotions. The tool processes 32,000 tweets per minute in order to produce a visual map of the different emotional states the people of various countries are experiencing and can show mood swings and emotional shifts in the population in real time.
そう、この間ちょうどね、ツイッターって今何人ぐらい使ってるんだろうって言ったんだけど、調べたら、
we were talking about, actually people doing this with Twitter data.
そう、調べたらアクティブユーザーが2億5500万人だって今。でね、このツール使ってみたのさっき、東京で。東京っていうのがあって。
Yeah, how's Tokyo feeling right now?
あの、ね、結構ポジティブだった。
Despite the weather.
Joy が一番上で、次が Love。次が sadness で、これ面白くて、 love とかをクリックするとそこからまたブレイクダウンが出るのね、で love って何のことだろうなと思ってクリックしたら affection, lust, longing っていうのが出てきて、で lust って何と思ってクリックしたら、最終的にそのキーワードは hot とか attractive とか horny とか、
What are the actual Japanese words that they're using? Because they must be usingThey must be analyzing Japanese terms to get this data, right?
No. It's only English tweets.
Really?
So, だから東京って言っても、まあ英語でツイートしてる東京の人の感情っていうこと。
Oh,
今は。
Yeah. So all these tourists are really positive.
Yeah, either tourists or you know people who live here,
like
English teachers or whatever.
Yeah.
だからまあ今のところはね、その英語のツイートだけだから。いろんな国見れるんだけど、
This is another case of Japan being excluded from the global data.
Yeah. まあ一応でも東京っていうね項目があっただけでも、私最初ないかなと思ったもん、日本自体が。みんな多分日本語でツイートしてるから。でも一応あった。
It'd be so easy for them to just replace whatever terms they're using with the Japanese translations, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, they're monitoring 全世界だから、それをやるとなると全部の言語を入れなくちゃいけないから。今だってまだ結構ベータ版ぐらいの感じだもん、これ。Mm. そこまでそんなに洗練されてるものではないから。
Maybe they'll do it later.
そう、やってみてみんな結構面白いよ。で、あの、多分これさ、あの、ワールドカップとかの時に見るとさらに。
Or the Olympics.
そうそう、なんか喜んでる国とすごい怒ってる国と悲しい国が結構分かれるんじゃないかなと思って、うん、面白いよね、その今全体的に見てこの国はハッピーかこの国が怒ってるかみたいな。
It'd be cool if they could show the intersection of World Cup and these emotions、
うんね、だからその実際の政治とかあのスポーツとかのイベントとクロスでかけてくれると、うん、さらに面白いよね。だから本当にこれベータ版的な感じだから、ベータ版って言っちゃ失礼だけどさ、でも本当そんな感じだから、うん、もうちょっとソフィスティケイになってくるとね、本当になんかずっと見てられそうな予感。
In the pictures there was also they split between male and female as well.
あ、そうそうそう、yeah? でもね、それもやっぱり男女どっちか分かんないユーザーが大量にいるから、
うん、
ほとんどね、なんかUnknown みたいな感じ、ジェンダーは。
Yeah, I guess there isn't any indication of gender on Twitter.
そう、Facebook と違うから年齢とジェンダーがちょっと分かりづらいんだよね。あの、ロケーションはね、分かるけど。
They can just count up how many emoticons the user uses.
いや、分かんないよ。男の人でもすごい絵文字使う人いるじゃん。
まあね。
うん。
だから Outlier.
特に日本はね。だから、まあでも面白いよ。ツイッターこんなにうちら結構うちらツイッター褒めてるよね。
Yeah.
じゃそろそろ
ツイッター
の人、あ、そうだね。そうね。個人的にそろそろツイッターの人オフィシャルのさチェック欲しいな、うちら。こんなに褒めてるのにください。
Now they're definitely not going to give it to us. There are some issues with this. Obviously there's an age bias.
うん。
Right.
うん。
What other biases are there on this? I guess just tech people. People、mm. that like technology. People that like social media.
Yeah. まあ age...、Mm.
How many people over the age of 40 are using Twitter?
わかんない。
It's a lot less, yeah.
なんか professionals だったら結構いるけど、普通のなんともないプライベートのツイートしてる人はまあ結構若いんじゃない、やっぱ。
Even among professionals, I'd imagine it's pretty low.
うちらがおじさんおばさんになってもツイートしてんのかな?
Are your grandparents using Twitter?
No, but うちらのジェネレーションがおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになったらどうなんの? 老人ホームなうみたいなさ。
It probably won't even be Twitter anymore.
Yeah, but I mean like, we can't really predict what's gonna come. So let's say that we will still have Twitter and we're、mm. old and, you know, we have iPad or something like that andやばいね、
うん、
老人ホームのご飯とかをしゃべってツイートするみたいな、インスタグラムに載せる。
No, by the time we're that old, it's going to be telepathic. We won't even use Twitter. We just send our thoughts into some space.
そんな発達する?
This is how quickly has all this stuff come around though?
まあね、
since MySpace, and that wasn't that long ago.
そうだね、
and it's only getting faster, and people are coming up with newSocial networks all the time.
この間ちょっと若い人と話したらもうマイスペースの思い出話ができなかったもん。もはや。マイスペースってさ、すごいめんどくさかったじゃん。コードを書かなきゃいけないからさ。なんかステッカー貼るのとか。
Yeah. Well, if you wanted to customize it. If you were
of course
cool,
you want to customize it. You know? You want to put like
glittery
stickers and, you know, all kinds of stuff.Over your pictures and、
mm.
結構めんどくさかったよねっていう話をしたかったんだけど。
Did you have the autoplay music that I hated?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
みんなあったでしょ。
Oh,
みんなちょっと
autoplay music.
音楽つけたりとかさ、結構ねめんどくさかったよね。
People still do that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Knock it off, people.
Yeah, it is. そうだね。イケてるサイトでそういうのやっ。あの自動再生の音楽つけてるの、
しかも
見たことない。
There's no volume control.
たまに超でかいのあるよね。びっくりする。
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like I have my computer hooked up to my stereo.
Oh.
So it's not just the laptop speaker. Yeah. So sometimes I just go to some random website and it's like a bomb goes off.
Oh my God.
I like jump in my chair and I'm like, I got stuff falling off the shelves. I'm diving for the volume button.
Yeah, it's, yeah. でもうちらがね、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんだったらどうなってるかな。I don't know. I don't want to be tweeting when I'm like 80, though.
It's almost creepy how crazy technology is going to get.
そうだよ。だから将来のおじいちゃんおばあちゃんがどういう感じか想像できなくない？うちらのジェネレーションがこの IT 世代がおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになったらさ、
mm.
おじ今のおじいちゃんおばあちゃん、こののんびりしたおじいちゃんおばあちゃんと全然違うじゃん。だから、
kind of,
I don't know.
Kind of unrelated, but they just talking about technology.They came up with this nanomotor.
Okay.
That's like 1/500th the size of a grain of salt.
え、見えない。
It's really small.
見えない、見えない。
But it's a motor, and it can spin for 16 hours at like 18,000 RPM.
Oh my
and it
God.
Fits inside of, it'll fit inside of a cell, like a blood cell.
でもそれ何に使うの?
So they can use this nanomotor.It just spins, so they can use it to distribute
medication
in your body.
Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, but the other nanomotors that they've had before could only operate for a few minutes and only at like 500 RPM. This is 18,000 RPM and for like 16 hours.
やばいね。見えないよ、もうそもそも。なくしてもわかんない。
Yeah, there's like a picture of it, kind of. I guess it's a picture. How do you take a picture of something that's so small? But it's like...It's all like grainy. I don't know. I think it's too small for them to take a good picture of it.
そうだろうね。
Like we can make stuff that's too small to take a picture of. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. しかもそんな高度なもの。
How can we make stuff that we can't even photograph?
I don't know. すごいね、人間。頑張ってるね。
次。
このタイミングでお茶飲む。
No, this tea is like, ちょっと苦いから my mouth gets dry really fast. More than 90 people were arrested in a recent international crackdown on hacking. The two-year operation involved police forces from 19 countries as well as the FBI. Among the arrests was Alex Yusel, a Swedish hacker and co-creator of Blackshades. Blackshades is malware that allows the user to remotely hijack a computer and turn on webcams, access hard drives and capture keystrokes without the victim's knowledge. At just $40, the malware has become one of the most popular remote access tools for cybercrimes in just a few years. It is estimated that there have been approximately 700,000 victims of this type of hacking so far.
インターネットの不正アクセスを取り締まるべく、アメリカの FBI を含む19カ国の警察当局が2年間協力捜査を行い、先日90人以上が検挙されました。この中にはスウェーデンの有名ハッカーでマルウェアブラックシェイズの生みの親であるアレックス・ユーセルも含まれていました。ブラックシェイズはリモートで他人のパソコンに侵入し、ウェブカメラをオンにしたり、ハードドライブにアクセスしたり、キーボードのタイピング情報を盗み見るなどの行為を可能にするマルウェアです。これはたった40ドルで売られていて、数年のうちに人気マルウェアの座を獲得しました。こうしたマルウェアによる被害者は70万人ほどいると見られています。70万人?
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
このウェブカメラをオンにするのマジでやめてほしいよね。
Yeah, they can turn on your webcam and they can watch you through your own computer without you knowing.
しかも大体パソコンってみんなさ、こう、なんていうの?部屋、壁沿いとかに置いてるじゃん。なんていうの?部屋の中が見えるような感じにウェブカメラが設置されてあるじゃん。だからオンにされたらね、マジ全部丸出しだよね。
Yeah,
着替えとか。
So you just, come out of the shower or whatever and you're walking around.
ね、裸で歩き回ってたりとかさ
Sitting down at your computer
Yeah, jerking off 全部丸出しだよ
So there's an interesting story behind this The reigning Miss Teen USA Wolf was actually a victim of this type of hacking
かわいそう
And she received an email from some unidentified person that included naked pictures of her
Oh my god
And
怖っ
They were obviously taken from her laptop.
Yeah.
Someone hacked her webcam using this program. And the email said, Either you do one of the things listed below, or I upload these pictures and a lot more on all of your accounts for everyone to see, and your dream of becoming a model will be transformed into a porn star.
Oh my god, 最悪。
So,
なんだったの、そのやらなきゃいけないことのリストは。
So the person was demanding better quality photos, better quality video.
Huh?
A 5-minute sex show via Skype.
What?
And she had to respond to all of his emails right away. Otherwise, he would release the photos.
何そいつ?
And so this was going on for like 3 months.
え? So, wait. What? え、じゃあその女の子は答えてたの?その要望に。
Well, she didn't want this guy to release
What?
The naked photos of her.
So instead, she gives them more of her pictures and videos?
Apparently. Well, she's Miss Teen USA.
Yeah.
Just a teenage girl. Like, she's intimidated by this creepy weirdo on a computer.
Yeah.
さらに提供しちゃってる。 So what would you do? You'd just be like, okay, just release it. I don't give a shit. And then your Miss Teen USA career is jeopardized, isn't it?
でも、いや、でも、盗撮されてるものが外に出ちゃうのと、自分で撮ったさらに鮮明なセックスショーが外に出るんだったら、どっちにしろ。
Well, it looks like it's gonna look like she took the pictures herself on her webcam. You know, she can say, "Oh, someone hacked my computer and took pictures of my webcam." But the problem is, people don't even believe that this technology exists. If you talk to someone like, "Oh, dude, you don't even have tape over your webcam," you know, someone can oh yeah, sure, someone's gonna hack my computer. No one believes this stuff. It's too unbelievable, but it's absolutely
real. そうかな? そう? 結構前からあるじゃん。
So do you have a piece of tape over your webcam? No.
No, because I'm not Miss Teen. And I actually...
Yeah, but 700,000 people, you don't have to be Miss Teen USA.
But I... Fortunately,
Someone's
I have
downloading
my computer,
this program right now and
I have my computer right by my kitchen, so I'm never naked around it, thankfully.
You're just saying that so you won't be...
No, but... no, but, like, I think a lot of people have their computers in their bedrooms and stuff, right? So, it's really scary, but... でも、まあでも確かにそういう脅迫されたらどうするのが正解なんだろうね。I mean, if you have to respond to them immediately... And they can obviously tell that you've opened that email.
Yeah, they...
だから、バレてるじゃん、もう。
Yeah, there was software on her computer that could tell whether or not she...
しかもさ、その状態でパソコンでググれないじゃん? What to do when you're being blackmailed? だから、ね、どうするのが正解なの? 本当は。まあ、ティーネイジャーだったら絶対に親にすぐ言った方がいいけどさ。
Yeah, I don't think the right answer is to... film
more materials
like HD sex shows and send it to this weirdo.
しかもそいつさ、お金目当てとかじゃないんだね。そのエロ目当てなの?
Yeah, the guy.
それも結構珍しくない?
The guy was actually it's a guy named Jared Abrams, and he was actually a former classmate of hers.
友達かよ。
Not 友達, former classmate.So they were in the same class.
Yeah, so they knew of each other, right?
Yeah, she knew who he was.
Oh my god.
But you can... people can do this without...
だからもう完全にピンポイントで狙ってるってことか。もうなんか恋しちゃって、あ、この子の裸がどうしても見たいから、じゃあ40ドルでこれを買ってみたいな。Jesus Christ, that's so sad.
He wasn't satisfied with her ankles.
ね、しかももうネイケッドピクチャーズあるんだからさ、盗撮した、
yeah,
それを使ってよどんな欲張りだよどんな欲張りですか、最悪、怖いね、
yeah.
みんなもね、ちょっとあんまりカメラの前で裸で踊ったりとかしないようにしないと、
A Russian billionaire Dmitry Rybolovlev has been ordered to pay more than 4.5 billion US dollars, or about half of his fortune, to his ex-wife, Elena Rybolovleva, after a six-year divorce battle. Dmitry Rybolovlev is the owner of French football team AS Monaco and is known as the Fertilizer King due to his success in mining potash, which is used in agricultural fertilizers. The settlement is believed to be the most expensive in divorce in history. Miss Rybolovleva also won custody of their 13-year-old daughter, Anna.
ロシアの億万長者ディミトリー・リボロブレフが元妻エレナとの6年間に及ぶ離婚裁判の末、財産の半分である45億ドルの支払いを命じられました。ディミトリーはフランスのフットボールチーム AS モナカのオーナーで、農業の肥料となる炭酸カリウムの採掘で財を成したことから肥料の王と呼ばれていました。今回の離婚慰謝料は史上最も高額と言われています。元妻は慰謝料とともに13歳の娘の親権も勝ち取りました。なんかディミトリーとかアナとかもうさ、ロシアですみたいな名前じゃない？
Yeah, I was actually googling how toPronounce this guy's name, but so I find this YouTube video.
Oh, okay.
That's just a recording of a guy saying his name.
Oh, okay.
But I think he's trolling. Oh. I think he's saying it wrong on purpose and like just messing with people.
What did he actually say in the audio?
It was like, it was in a really weird voice. It was in like a high pitched like cartoony voice.
Oh,
it was like.Dimitri Rybolovlev.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Troll かなじゃ
あ。I almost fell for it.
え、これさ、なんで離婚することになったの？この旦那さんのせいなの？
Money. No, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
I don't. It was just, you know, they just wanted a divorce.
45億ドルってすごいね。日本なんてさ、あれだよ。300万円とかだよ。奥さんに払う慰謝料。もう超少ないじゃんね。旦那のせいでもそれぐらいだよ。
They were yeah, I mean half of his wealth. Do you think that makes sense?
Yeah.
Why?
だってこんなに持ってたらもういらないでしょ。
You don't suspect her. Like, why does she need that much money? Why?
Just because.
But why does she need $4.5 billion? Like, how can you even make a case for that?
Why would he need the entire, what,
well,
80 or 90 something?
Yeah, I mean...
いらないじゃん。
Yeah, like,
sharing,
oh no, I only have $4.5 billion left. But I understand your point, but on the other hand, he earned that money, right?
He earned that money with the support of his wife.
I don't know.
And
she's
the joy of having a daughter with her.
She's pretty young. She's pretty pretty.
So she doesn't deserve money?
A lot of guys get screwed over pretty bad. I mean, this guy's fine because he's got, you know, $4 billion left, but...
そうだよ。いいじゃん。もう十分だよ。いや、常々ね、こう、日本の離婚の慰謝料が低すぎることに関して、もう、あの、ムムムだから、私。だから、こういうのいいと思うよ。こんぐらいもう上げちゃえば。
誰のせいかにもよるけど。There's so many cases of these young women that kind of hunt down these super rich guys, get married, and then they're divorced a few years later and just run off with all their money, and they're broke, and they end up homeless and stuff. Like, this happens all the time.
でもって言うけど、その女性から。って言うけど、でもその女性から男性も得てるものがあるわけじゃん。綺麗な奥さん、trophy wife, beautiful daughter that you probably couldn't even, you know, なんかもうお金なかったらさ、そんな綺麗な daughter もできないしとか。
Yeah, but there are clearly women who are just marrying these men
and
divorcing, like planning to divorce them.
Yeah, but these men are going for these women for their boobs and youth and face and everything. So I feel like it's 需要と供給が一致してる。
I don't know if that's like a fair assumption to make.
I don't think that these men are victims at all.
Hmm.
You know, 全然
Even...
だって自分のチョイスじゃん。もし本当に愛が欲しいんだったら、じゃあもっとさ、年が近くてあんまり可愛くない奥さんにすればいい話じゃん。でもAnd yet, they still go for this really young, really hot, big boobs, you know, pretty wife. So,
yeah, they're
しょうがない.
Yeah, they,
But 例えば look at Hugh Hefner. Look at Hugh Hefner who married like a girl who's like my age. なんか I don't look at him and think that he's being a victim at all. I'm like, oh my god, like he's so lucky to have such a pretty young girl he couldn't have had if he didn't have any money. So
well,
yeah, these girls are maybe attracted to them for their money, but
I think you're making some generalizations here about these men. Because there are a lot of victims of the of these what I would consider to be very unfair rules in the United States, and it's very you just can't ignore these people that are just getting completely screwed, just ruining their lives.
自分が別にそんなイケメンでもないけど、すっごいお金あって結構年取ってる男の人だとするじゃん。で、you go for these really young, hot women.
Most of the victims of this are not well off. They don't have billions of dollars. They don't have that much money. There are people that spend the rest of their lives paying child support payments and stuff.
Ah, when they don't, when they don't have,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you're saying that they're all super rich, all going for these ditzes with implants.
Because you were talking about these like old rich men with
trophy
wives.
No, I'm just talking about the way the system works right now.
Ah, まあ普通の人はね、そりゃまあ確かに。
So that
あれだけど。
I think it's outdated. A lot of people feel this way, so they're probably going to change those rules in the United States at some point.
Yeah, I think it's all about balance. Like I think here in Japan, もうバランスが逆に傾いてるから、絶対女の人が損しちゃうとか、そのお金があんまりもらえないから離婚に踏み切れない。例えば暴力とか振るわれてても、で男もそれを分かってるから、なんかお前どうせ別れられないだろうみたいな感じで、まあ敷いてあげられてるみたいなことになっちゃうから、まあかといってね、確かにその男性が一文無しになっちゃうぐらい、もっと妻にお金を取られたりとか、それはやっぱりおかしいけど、まあでもこの億万長者は別にいいよもう、
ありあまりすぎ。I actually think the situation is very different.Here and in the U.S.
Yeah. ていうか、医者料っていうものに関して日本とアメリカ額が全然違うからね。日本はその例えば労災で死んじゃったりとか、車にひかれて死んじゃったりとかの医者料がすごく低いじゃん、アメリカに比べたら。それいい面と悪い面どっちもあるよねとは思うけど。いやまあでもいいな、45億ドル。もう何に使う？
I was thinking about this, and it's funny. It's almost like it's more severe than the sanctions that Obama put in place. Right?
そうだね。そうだよね。
I mean, it doesn't make sense to compare them, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, 確かに。
A French rail company has mistakenly ordered 2,000 trains that are too wide for their platforms. Work has already begun to modify the platforms to allow enough space for the trains to pass through. The problem was caused by the RFF, the National Rail Operator, when they delivered incorrect platform dimensions to the SNCF, which is the national rail company, who was responsible for ordering the trains. The transport minister blamed the miscommunication on what he considered to be an absurd system put in place by previous government.And he said, when you separate the rail operator from the user, it doesn't work. Repairs have cost €80 million, or 11.1 billion yen so far.
フランスの鉄道会社がプラットフォームに入りきらないサイズの列車を誤って2000台も発注していたことが明らかになりました。ミスを補うべく、現在1300箇所のプラットフォームを拡張する工事がすでに始まっています。今回のミスは運営会社と鉄道会社のミスコミュニケーションによるもので、交通省の大臣は遺憾のコメントを発表しています。あれだよね、電車は2兆円で発注して、回収は全部で70億円もかかるんだって。It's tax money だよ。だからこれ今ね、そのさっきも言ったけど、フランス人の友達が泊まってるからこれを言ったの。こんなんなってるよみたいな。And she was shaking her head like, ugh.
You think so?
Well, she said that. But it's crazy. もう someone's getting fired. やばいよね。この人気づいた瞬間さ、もうマジ顔面蒼白じゃない？
Well.Actually, people are speculating that this mistake may have been made on purpose In order for them to get the wider trains.
Ah, もう無理やり先に電車買っちゃえみたいな。
So they, yeah, they mistakenly, and I'm doing like quotation marks here.
いやでもさ普通にさ相談してアプローバル取ればいいじゃんじゃあ like
no they could
let's get this train which is really
people
are
speculating that they couldn't get the approval for that because it was too expensive because when the platforms are different sizes you have to have these steps that they put out to adjust for each platform
right
but now they can make all the platforms the same size and have wider trains.But it, the, initially that proposal may have been shut down because of the price or the cost of the steps for all the platforms.
Okay. But they did it anyway.
Well, there's also people saying that, you know, obviously a company was getting paid a lot of money to do the construction work, widening all these platforms too.
Yeah.
So those people are also suspects, I guess.
Wow.
But I don't know. That's just the internet speculating.
Okay. Yeah, but でもどっちにしろ顔面蒼白なんだけど、こんなニュースになっちゃってるしさ。
There's some interesting issues lately with the trains in Europe. So they're required, I believe they're required to actually take the lowest, the least expensive contract for trains that meet the specifications, right? But the problem is,The most affordable trains are these Italian trains.
Oh.
And the Italians apparently don't know how to make trains.
Right.
So all their... you say right.
it's not too surprising.
Yeah. So the trains that everyone's buying, and this is Holland, Belgium, Sweden, I think maybe Germany. Maybe Germany was using their own trains. But these Italian trains all just like would rust.And sometimes they wouldn't start up at certain temperatures and like all kinds of problems.
Okay.
So they've had to like scrap all these trains and go back to the old ones in some places,
Jeez,
like in Sweden.
もう日本の電車買えないよね、みんな。
And every time they have the cheapest contract for the trains, so all these countries keep buying these Italian trains, which keep rusting out. And
wow. なんかそのイタリアンカンパニー、まず自分のプロダクトもうちょっと良くしようよね。
Well, it's the fault of these countries for not really thoroughly thinking through their specifications when they buy the trains. You know, one thing needs to be like, hey, this thing isn't going to just rust out or have
まあね、だからこういうものはさ、電車みたいなものはさ、安けりゃいいって問題じゃないもんね。じゃない？結構長年使うものだし。あ、そう。錆びちゃう。
They should just buy Japanese trains.
本当だよ。日本の電車ね、綺麗だしさ、ね、いいよね。
When I was in,
錆びたりとかさ、寒くて動きませんとかもないじゃん。
I was in Boston for a career forum once and visiting some friends. But the trains there on the T, that's what they call their little rail system there. I believe they're Japanese trains from like the 80s or something.
Oh.
I was standing inside the train. It's so old and noisy and has like, it's built really weird.
Okay.
Like, the old trains have so much stuff in the bottom.
Yeah.
So to get in the train, you're like stepping really high up.
Ah, 超バリアフリーの真逆みたいな。
You can tell when you're inside the train that it's like built around stuff under the train.
Ah,
but I was looking in the train. There's like,Some Japanese company markings and stuff in there, and it said the year.
Do you think they've been using that since 80s, or do you think they bought it used?
No, I think they've been using it, maybe not since it was made, but for a very long time they've been using it.
物持ちいいね。
And then it ran over some kid and he died while I was there, actually.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's depressing.
Yeah, their train system is terrible. There's an interesting story. It's kind of similar to this because they have these huge miscommunication mess ups sometimes. So Switzerland and Germany were trying to build a bridge between each other.
Okay.
In Laufenburg.
Okay.
I think it was in Laufenburg. And there was a 27 centimeter difference in the height level that they were going to build the bridge at.
Okay.
Because sea level in Switzerland is based on the Mediterranean, whereas in Germany it's based on the North Sea, and they have like different levels, I guess.
Okay.
That they used to build from.
Mm.
So Switzerland was supposed to build their bridge 27, adjust it 27 centimeters up.
Mm.
So that when they built the bridge and they met in the middle, it would line up.
Yeah, yeah.
But Switzerland messed up and made it 27 centimeters lower on accident.
Eh?
So they build this thing from both sides and they get to the middle and they're like, ah.
合わない。
端くっつきません。 Yeah, so they had to like redo the German side.
Oh my god. Oh, the Germans had to redo their
side? The Germans redid it.
ちょっとスイス。 Germans, かわいそう。 自分はちゃんとやったのにね。 結構あるんだね。 こういうなんかさ、 公共事業的なもので、 おっちょこちょいなやつ。 まあ人がやってるからね、 結局。
There's a lot in space. Space related stuff.
Space, ne, tokuni. Because
if you have one tiny mistake with space related stuff,
yeah,
and it's over.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about it, but like their mistakes are sometimes really, really simple. Like,
yeah,
yajirushi上と下逆につけちゃったとかさ、そういう.
Unit conversion.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Between
yeah.
SI and Imperial.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the United States still uses like. Inches and stuff.
もうこれは永久にさ変えるまで言い続けるよマミは。 アメリカだけだよもうだってもう早くしてよ早く変えよう。
They're so stubborn about that.
Yeah, why?
I
guess it costs a lot of money for them if they change.
If you tried talking to like certain people about that, they get really defensive.
It's so stupid.
They get really defensive about it.
なんでよ?
My dad insists that Fahrenheit is way better than Celsius.
No. No. マイケルのパパの it's not.
もうだって本当に分かりにくいよ。
90何度とかさ、暑いのか寒いのかみたいな。 私何全然わかんない。
They were trying to base it on human body temperature, but then they got it wrong. So the whole thing is just dumb.
Yeah,
Celsius makes a lot more sense. And you can use the first decimal point for smaller increments.
Yeah, もうそうやめよう、マイルとかそういうのめんどくさいよね。
Yeah, I honestly don't even understand miles, feet, and inches that well.
いいんだよ、わかんなくて。そのフランス人のこともこの話してたもん、この間。マジわかんないよね。
They make it so much harder to cook, too. If you're looking at a
yeah, oh my god, one cup とかも違うじゃん。アメリカのワンカップと日本のワンカップ違うじゃん。
The teaspoon, tablespoon,
yeah, 全然違うよ。だから oh my god.
Quarts,
無理無理。
Gallons,
pounds. Pounds も意味わかんない。もう
yeah.
It's like what? あの
and anything that's based off of the size of someone's foot is ridiculous.
But you know the height no yatsu, right?
Like,
なんか私イメージもつかないもん。 Like, 6 something, like 5 something. It's like, 何それみたいな。 だから身長が高いか低いかもよくわかりませんみたいな感じ。
Yeah, height's probably the only thing I understand with imperial measurements.
I don't understand anything. Fahrenheit, マジわかんない。
So they've lost satellites over this. They've lost like really expensive stuff over this.
もうやめよう。それみんな一緒のにしよう。はい。適当。お話終わりなんだけど、火曜日にね、カーボーイでまた太田さんが1周年でまた Tそれもううちら呼ばれなくても行く気満々だよね常に。呼ばれなくても赤坂まで行く勢い。いや、そうだね。サイズだけ。この間サイズどうしたんだっけ?2人とも Mにしたかな。Yeah,
I think we guessed, but
そうだね。サイズ教えてください。で、英語でね、ちゃんとスピーチも He said our program is really interesting.
So,
thank you so much, 太田さん。万歳。 そう T シャツね今粛々と進めていますのでちょっとしばし待ってください。でこの間 Facebook で好きな恐竜は何ですかって聞いたらゴジラって書いてくれた人がいるんだけど、ゴジラは恐竜じゃなくて怪獣だからね、そこ大事なポイント。怪獣と恐竜の違い重要なポイントです。
What was that movie that you were talking about where they kept saying the word 怪獣？
Pacific Rim かな。
Is that what it was?
怪獣がいますみたいな。 It was really funny. ゴジラといえばジミー・キンメルライブ、ジミー・キンメルショーで、アメリカで街頭インタビューでゴジラについて、ゴジラアタックっていうのは日本で実際に何十年前に起きたリザードアタックのことなんですけど、それを映画にすることについてどう思いますかって街の人に聞いてんの。 Pretending that it really happened、and they have this serious face and everything. And actually some people on the street in the States, I think it was in LA or something, they're just like, yeah, I think it's not appropriate, you know, it's disrespectful for the victims. とか言ってんの。やばい。
Yeah, well, they've come a long way because when I was a kid and I said that I was born in Tokyo, it's like, oh, is that in China? Like, everyone would ask that. Like, okay. That was normal. At least they know what Japan is now.
Okay.
But people do, associate Tokyo with those scenes, like the scene filmed from above with people like running and screaming and running away from Godzilla, like that's what people think of when they think of Tokyo.
It's so crazy.
Not everybody, but some people.
And then they kept and then they went on and asked, like, アメリカがそのレプタイルアタックに備えて政府がバジェットを確保することについてどう思いますかみたいな。 And some people are just like, yeah, I think it's necessary みたいな感じで本気で答えてんの。 I was just like, damn, what's going on? でもさ9/11 の時もあったじゃん街頭インタビューで。 So do you know which day 9/11 attack happened? みたいな。 And so many people are just like, wait, I should know this みたいな感じで。 Yeah, 9/11 だってばみたいな。
あのね、やばいね。
やばいよ。このアメリカの街頭インタビューね、たまにこういうすごいのがあるよ。
Yeah, there's so many interview trolls on the street now in the States.
だからゴジラね、本当に起きてると思ってるよ、またその人たち。That's so crazy. That's so crazy.
After Fukushima, who knows?
Oh my god, it was just like, yeah, like this is actually based on this real event that happened in Tokyo, this lizard attack みたいな。
Is this video on YouTube?
YouTube にあるよ、みんな。ちょっと見てみて。結構笑える。みんな真面目だから、大真面目だから。インタビューしてる人も真面目な顔してるし、もちろん演技で。答えてる人も、本当に真面目に日本のビクティムのことを考えて、答えてくれてるから。
You know what though? If someone came up and asked me that question, I might play along and just answer as if I believed it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they are just trolling people.
If I give a real answer, then I won't be in the video.
まあね。
They'll just cut me out.
でもそっちの方がマシじゃない。 People are gonna think that you're this crazy person who thinks that Godzilla attack actually happened.
So, I'm cool with that. I love Godzilla.
ゴジラすごいんだよね。アメリカで今1位になっててさ、日本も6月からかな、多分。
The movie? New movie?
Is it out?アメリカではもうずっと1位だよ今。
It's not out here?
No, 6月かな。
私ね、遅いな。
そう、私ゴジラは日本のものだから同時公開みたいになるかと思ったけど、
Or first here? How is Godzilla coming out in the States first? That doesn't make sense.
まあでも本当のゴジラじゃないからね。でも今回のゴジラの方が前のゴジラよりはもう150倍マシそうに見える、トレーラー見る限り。
Oh, just from the trailer.
Jesus, I hated that last Godzilla. It was not even kaiju, もうなんかベロキラプトルみたいになってる。
Which Godzilla?
They only made
one. Is it the one with the French guy?
I don't remember.
The 毛深いフランス人。
誰？わかんない。もう俳優誰が出てたかも忘れちゃった。超強い毛深いフランス人で誰？
超強い毛深いフランス人。
誰？
With like a vest or something, and he's just like
with a vest.
He's just destroying eggs or something.
What? 全然わかんない。
Am I just making this up?
わかんない。でもそう、今回のゴジラ楽しみにしてるんだけどさ、そう そんなことを思い出した。そう、ジミー・キモライブ面白いよ。あ、ジミー・キモといえばあれも好きなんだ。 YouTube にあるよ、あのなんだっけ、セレブリティー reads mean tweets みたいな、知らない？あの、うん、意地悪なツイートいっぱい来るじゃん、セレブに対して、
yeah.
like I hate your face とか、そういうのを本人が口に出して音読させられるっていうやつ。
We could totally do that.
そう、面白いの。なんかあのふざけてちょっとあの逆に逆切れっていうか怒る人もいれば、あの本当に悲しくなっちゃう人もいれば , 笑ってる人もいるし、結構ねひどいこと言われてるからみんな It's really really funny.
Jimmy Kimmel likes to stir things up.
Yeah, そうだね。
Yeah,
yeah, he has a lot of interesting stuff. それもね全部 YouTube で あるから、ぜひ暇な時、英語だしね、
うん、
英語の勉強になる。そう、特にこのツイートのやつはね本当に簡単だから、みんな一言のツイート読んでそれにちょっとリアクションするっていう、いろんなセレブが出てくるの、結構本当に有名な人たちが、だから面白いよ。
Would you want to do that?
やだ。
Would you want to sit down and just read mean tweets that you get?
やだよ私あんな、なんかあ本当にひどすぎるやつだったら逆に笑っちゃうかもしれないけど、微妙なやつは地味に傷つくから多分顔に出ちゃうから無理。うちらそこまで、でもそんな意地悪なこと言われないよね、たまにあるけど。
I feel like the iTunes reviews are
anonymous だからね、
more critical. Well, Twitter is anonymous too.
Yeah, but they
but we can't
have
respond
like friends
on iTunes.
そうなの、だから嫌だよねResponde できればさ、なんか言えるじゃん。If let's say if it's like just misunderstanding and stuff, I can just be like, oh, you know, I actually meant this. とか、でもね、難しいよね。でもセレブとか本当胃が痛くなりそう。超意地悪なこと言われてるじゃん、絶対。まあ日本の芸能人とかもそうだけどさ。
Yeah, I wonder why they even go on there.
Yeah, でも these people なんか didn't seem to know about these tweets.That they're reading, so they're just like 本当に初見で読まされ、はいこれ読んでみたいなで超意地悪な自分へのツイートを読まされる。
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. Sounds interesting.
しかもね、4回か5回か何バージョンもあって、1回に結構大量のセレブが出てくるから、It's really really interesting. So check it out. 以上かな。なんか言うことあったっけ？
What wasWhat were some real dinosaurs that people? You only said Godzilla.
あのね、ステゴサウルスとか、マイケルもあれでしょ？好きな恐竜ステゴサウルスでしょ
？Yeah, Stegosaurus is dope.
ステゴサウルス、可愛いよね。なんか頭がちっちゃくてさ。
Well, it's interesting. It's got the weird blades on its back.
いや、そうこの間ね、あの収録の後マイケルと何の恐竜が好きかねって話をしてて、私はあのステゴサウルス に関する謎の思い出、あのちっちゃい時に恐竜博物館に親と行って、あのなんかこうちっちゃいビニールの恐竜買ってあげるけど何がいいって言われて、全然ちょっと何がいいか思いつかなくて、そしたら店員さんが、あ女の子だったらステゴサウルスがいいですよみたいな感じで言ってきて、そっからもうずっとステゴ、女の子はステゴサウルスが好きなものなんだみたいな。私実は肉食恐竜がすごい好きだからなんだけどっていうね、謎のなんか変なイメージを店員に植え付けられるっていう幼少時代に。
How do you feel about Stegosaurus now?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, but my favorite is always 肉食恐竜 like raptors とか。
Which raptor?
あのなんかさ、ちっちゃくないやつ、でかい方。
Velociraptor?
I actually don't know.
There are velociraptors because, like, in Jurassic Park, but real
not,
velociraptors are actually smaller
than
that.
そうなの。本当のベロキラプトルってマジでニワトリサイズなんだよね。全然怖くない。
I don't know about ニワトリサイズ。
Yeah, 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 it is. They always say that it's the same size as chickens.
Like a big chicken. Yeah.
結構ちっちゃいよ。本当に。I saw the model recently. So, like, they used to have でっかいベロキラプトルじゃん。そのジュラシックパークみたいな。Because they thought that it was actually big, but
wait, how does that happen though?
わかんない。なんか勘違いじゃん。
I mean, if you find the bones, It's, if you have this skeleton, how do you get the size wrong?
でもね、ちっちゃいんだよ。あとね、みんなが言ってたのはマイアサウラ、あのあれだよね、あの卵のとこにさ、卵産んでちゃんとご飯とか届けて子育てする。
Mm.
あとアーケオプテリスク、わかんない。Triceratops、あトリケラトプスまたいるね。サイみたいなステゴなんとかがいいです。
The same thing happened to a Triceratops though. Triceratops is actually much smaller than they used to say it was. And there's a, because Triceratops was actually like the child, it's like a, what was it?
Yeah, it's really complicated.
It's like the child version of a larger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Triceratops looking.
なんだっけ、名前なんだっけ、あ、もう忘れちゃった。子供の時の方が全然詳しかったんだけどな。
Yeah, but they're, I think they're not actually separate dinosaurs.
そう、そういうの多いよね。実は子供でしたみたいな、あの違う種類かと思ったら、mm. あれだよね、あのトリケラトプスのこう頭についてる兜みたいなのの形がどんどん変わってるから違う恐竜だと思ったら、yeah. 実は成長してただけでしたみたいなね。
Yeah.
いや恐竜楽しいよねっていうわけで終わりかな。はい、また、来週の月曜日。
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye.